Gas. That's the end of the story. I hope you like my story. slowest gas pump in the world. And then I went inside to buy a beverage. While I was in there waiting in line, this guy comes like marching into the gas station from like the right side of the, like, I'm kind of at the edge of town, so he's coming from a direction where there's like more or less nothing, like, except for the freeway, and if you walk around enough, you eventually get back to, you know, kind of a way back into town, and there's an In-N-Out burger here and stuff. And he's, you know, he's it, or you know, things have gone awry for him in some way. Doesn't necessarily look like he's got it all together. And sure enough, he walks into the gas station, walks up to the two women by the coffee, like, you know, it's like self-service. I don't think they worked there. Maybe one of them worked there, and she was, like, servicing the coffee station or something. And then there was some other woman there, too. And she goes, "We're going to go get breakfast around here." And the woman thinks about it for a while and goes, "Ah, there's a McDonald's, like, you know, there's a McDonald's, like, catty corner to the gas station. It's catty corner, little kitty corner, to the gas station. So there's a McDonald's right there." And he goes, and as she's saying that, he goes, "And McDonald's can go to hell. The whole damn company is for..." But yeah, there's really nothing. There's nothing around there that you would say, like, "Hey, let's get breakfast and go here." Go to hell. Alright.
"The money is coming. It was sold out. And I knew he was lying, but I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. So it was like $6,000 that he owed me.
Damn, he didn't have it. He didn't have it.
Nah, he didn't have a dollar. This nigga had on Buster Brown shoes, so I shouldn't have fucked him."
I came back and started laughing.
"I mean, you know the promoter?"
"Nah, I know him, but he's a funny character. But I wish that you know, maybe we could put something together and get you back up there."
"Yeah, well, you got money, Brad."
"But I talked to the hotel, and I promised that I'm coming back because the people from Middletown definitely support it. I don't know what happened with the funds. I don't usually get on stage at all unless that envelope is in my hand."
"Yeah.
I'm the same way.
Our host, can I say one more thing? Can I say one more thing?"
"Yes, sir."
"Steve Smith, I'm a longtime Raiders fan. I see Purple and Black.
Wait, hold on. Let me put him on. Hold on. Go ahead, Steve.
Say it again.
"Steve Smith, I'm a longtime Raiders fan. Probably the only one in my whole entire..."
night, a clear white moon when she was on the streets trying to conceive.
Oh, go and put it out there and put hashtag best day ever for Maya.
Do you know what type of women I've been dealing with? perfection. I mean, I might press the button just so you know my discretion. I'm guarding my feelings, I know that you feel it. You sabotage my community, making the killing. You made me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
Hey, you guys, when I did that Periscope stream, was it last week? How was the chat on it? Was it like, can you see a lot of messages? Because on my end, it just pops up one message at a time, and it's not really usable as chat. You guys, is it bad? Yeah. I was kind of thinking like, oh, you know, what if I just use Periscope on this iPad? Since it seemed to be a little more stable, but then I wouldn't see chat as well, but it sounds like it suck ass for you guys too, so. Yeah, I was watching a couple of streams over the weekend, a couple of friends. Johnny B was on Periscope at some bar in Utah, I think. And I was like, oh, this actually looks pretty good. Like, the chat and stuff is not so great, but... Made my face screw up.
Baby got back.
this, like, kind of radio edit version of this song that they play on this station. I'm allergic to most radio edits. Oh man.
Up on turntable number 2, followed by the Isley Brothers and Barry White. You're listening to Sirius XM. I'm BK Kirkland. This is the groove. Early
yeah, turntable number 2, like you're actually fucking playing records.
Like work to do, and they'll be at Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City on the 9th of May. On the 10th, which is Mother's Day, they are at the Durham Performing Arts Center, Durham, North Carolina. Is she?
Benefit of having two fucking rap stations, so you can just fucking bounce the same hip hop cuts back and forth.
My people, your plan is to terminate my culture. You fucking need for I want you to rip.
trapped behind a bus that's going up a hill. Gotta pass this bus. I have got to pass this bus. Here we go. Wait, now we're going downhill, and this bus is picking up speed, and I might not be able to pass this fucking bus. I hate everything. And all these other cars are going fucking slow as shit. Ugh. Everyone should just, like, fucking try to drive 80 all the time. You know? If we all subscribe to that theory, then, like, that would be pretty cool. Instead, I'm going 62. All right, let's get back in this lane.
Jack, and listen to this in 10%. Oh, this isn't so bad. I'll get an Uber.
What? No, what?
I'll be in my room.
Oh, God.
20.
Oh, God, why? Help.
159. Ticks to 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Like, what have I done?
Oh, the iPod crashed. It's not showing up on the display. Yeah. I can't switch to it.
Plans I had left for the evening. Yeah. Hurry up.
And it switched to my phone, and now it's...
Bed and got my 4 hours of sleep.
God damn it,
man. So... So, Daryl, that's an episode.
It is.
Yeah, coming up on an hour here. Easing into about now.
Shuffle all my music.
Sorry, Jeff. I can't do that. You're not listening to the music app.
Fuck you. So switch to the fucking music app. What the fuck is wrong? Oh, my God. Play my music.
Playing off.
Oh, that works. Suck. The future fucking sucks.
Stick on it.
what I'm doing, yeah. Baby boys, I'm
Kiss.
Smash mode.
Listen high, fast, I'm love.
Cause I know you don't care what my middle name is. I wanna be naked and you're wasted. You know, listen, hide stuff. I love 50s songs of the sky. Baby said I've heard enough. That's how you get that.
I'm never leaving this. Curb. Let
this real shit a turn, make meals from a fire. Nigga, cop a crib in the burbs, nigga, you ain't said nothing by the word. Smoke something for your nerve. Whole mother paid on the first, yeah, nigga, going broke by the third. Bounce for the crowd. Fast forward, getting real to me now. Every dog need a cat to me out. Every once in a while, I see hands in the crowd. See white, black, blaze in the bound. Jump, jumping around. Kicks ass bump by the gal. Bounce from the ground, get hype for the sound. This first straight from the morgue. Down from the floor.
Down Hall 5. He's got a 42-inch plasma and an Xbox 360. And he's got loads of crisps working. Naturally, my chair was a lager. It does go well with a salt bath.
Yeah, Keith, it's Jeff in accounts. Get me Ken on line one. South Africa's gone tits up. Yeah, Ken, it's another high-powered business meeting. Yeah, yeah, Ken, bring the briefcase with the Rizzlers, the facts, and the lighter.
Diddly, my work is getting high. I do it every day and I don't even have to try.
Getting up, sit down, I start my fucking stopping. Getting some of my bubbles, the beat's just dropping.
I was always late for work, I didn't give a chance. But now I'm like Bruce Springsteen, now I'm the boss. I guess.
I'm a workaholic,
and my job is getting high.
Watch me body pop as I smoke my weed block. 9 to 5 as the clock comes tick-tock.
I'm a professional, I'm no apprentice. I work really hard when I'm on the piss. Skin up, grab a cushion for your ass and park it. I stack that bomb and let's flood the market.
I tried the bins, I tried the factory. Now I'm working from home so the dog can't catch me.
All around the world from fucking coast to coast. My business empire stretches further and closer. I'm a one-man means split making machine. I got a missus who's my secretary called Janine. Oh, working for a man, that ain't for me. So I went to do myself a first class degree in building bombs and smoking bombs and graduated from the school of the GLC.
I'm a workaholic. 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 And my job is getting high.
Every day around 11 is when I start my commute from the bedroom to the kitchen in my pajama suit. Clean my coffee cup out with a little bit of chip and stuff. I take her in, put my foot in weed in the split. You gotta watch me, lad, if you wanna succeed. So I'm investing time and money in smoking loads of weed. Years of research is all paid off. Just wanna smoke some bomb, I don't even care. I got a job, and it's driving me berserk. Work, sleep, sleep, work, sleep, sleep, work. 2 till 10, and then 6 till 2. I'm working shifts, but it's mainly sniffing glue. Making fat stacks, you're a pigman and wife. I get high all day, and I get high all night. Looking fresh, looking fly. If I shouldn't tie, I'll be doing this shit until I fucking die.
Yeah, we need monster munch now. Get all those hot nuts with chocolate on. We're about to have a conference call with Tokyo. Fuck, I don't see this.
I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic and my job is getting high.
Did overtime last night, so I'm feeling moody. Turn on the TV, went over Judge Judy. 24/7, I don't stop talking. Cyclonic like a Dyson and I ain't joking.
Feeling looking good and bad to the bone. I'm out of my head, strung up in the zone. It's fucking bliss to be out on the piss. Some might say another day at the
Oracle. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic, and my job is getting high. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic.
workaholic, how I go and get it high.
Yeah, data input me can, spreadsheet me up can. Fuck me can, look at the size of my shares. I've got an itchy footsie 100, my Nasdaq's gone fucking crazy. Can!
Well then, gangs, you get it on. So rag on, brothers, rag on.
Out on the street and the pastor preaching. He was a good man, played the bad man.
Cab and fucking get out of my fucking way. God fucking Jesus, could you walk any fucking slower? Oh my God. All right, well, that's it for me. I'm gonna go get some work done. So yeah, everybody have a good Wednesday. And I'll see you later.